to Israel now. Back in March of 2003, a young American student named Rachel Corrie took part in a protest against the demolition of houses by the Israeli government in the Gaza Strip. Corrie put herself between a military bulldozer and the home of a Palestinian family, and she was run over and killed by that bulldozer. Today, a judge in Israel has ruled that the state bears no responsibility in Rachel Corrie's death. Judy Rudoran has been covering that story. She's the Jerusalem bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. Jody, what does this case symbolize for the world audience and the American audience, and what are the legal issues in the case?
Well, Rachel Corrie had really become an international symbol of the Palestinian struggle. Her story, she left a lot of writing and email behind, and many people have used those to create sort of memorial cultural pieces of a play that's been performed around the world, documentaries, a book. And I think she's just really been embraced as a martyr and a symbol for the Palestinian national struggle, as I said. In terms of the legal issues, there were a lot of interim issues over the question of sort of how serious and transparent the military's investigation was, and then whether the people, the witnesses involved, would have to testify in open court, and they ended up being behind a screen. And, you know, I don't think it's really a surprise that the Israeli court ruled against the family. I think it would have been quite shocking if they had acknowledged responsibility and said it was a wrongful death indeed, because nothing in their investigation indicated any leaning in that way.
We're speaking with Jody Rudoran, who's the Jerusalem bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Were the facts in the case disputed at all? I mean, was this a deliberate move on the part of the driver of the bulldozer, who was under orders to move forward and understood when that driver hit the accelerator that her death was going to be a consequence?
No, the facts are extremely disputed. The military, the driver, and others in the military have said that they didn't see her, and that's what the judge actually ruled, that it was totally reasonable that they didn't see her, and actually he said that she could not have been seen. Now, her family's lawyer says that that's ridiculous. He showed pictures of her wearing this bright orange vest and said, of course, she was visible, and it must have been deliberate. Many activists, although not the family itself, has referred to this as a murder, saying that it must have been intentional, but the military has strenuously denied that.
Does this ruling suggest that the Israeli court believes that Rachel Corrie is responsible for her own death?
Well, they ruled it an accident, said it was an unfortunate accident, I believe, or actually that might not be the word. But he also said that she chose to put herself in danger, and he said that any thinking person would have moved, that, you know, she made she was not acting appropriately by continuing to stand there as the bulldozers moved and announced they would move.
Jody Rudoran, Jerusalem bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Perhaps not the end of the line, but the end of this episode in the Rachel Corrie case. Mark Regev is spokesman for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Is it the position of the Israeli judiciary, in your view, that Rachel Corrie was responsible for her own death?
Well, that's the judge's decision, and his verdict, his remarks are public record. He says that the decisions taken by Rachel Corrie were irresponsible, that they weren't logical, that she deliberately put herself in danger. On the contrary, our side, he said, there were a number of occasions where our tractors actually moved away from her and her activists in order to avoid hurting her.
Does this settle the question of a foreign national who is a protester in Israel who places themselves in front of a machine like a bulldozer? Is it the case that based on this decision, the Israeli government has the right to proceed to take actions that would result in that person's death?
Not at all. On the contrary, that would, of course, be illegal and remains illegal. What the court case dealt with was the driver able to see Rachel Corrie as she was kneeling down on the ground? And they brought in independent expertise to this court case, including an expert that was brought by the Corrie family. And the consensus was that it was in the conditions on the ground, it was impossible for the driver to see the activist on the ground. And once again, even the person brought by the Corrie family, their expert, attested to that fact. it is illegal and would be illegal and remains illegal, of course, to run over people in Israel. This is a country where there's rule of law.
And so the government then would be liable if, as a protester, Rachel Corrie had made it more clear and made herself more visible and put herself more clearly in front of that vehicle, that any action that would have resulted in her death because of that vehicle would have made the Israeli government liable?
100%.
So then what does this say to other protesters, to behave more visibly when you protest, or please stay away?
I think, first of all, stay away from a difficult combat situation. You've got to remember that this is on the Gaza-Egypt border. It was a central combat zone. People were killed there every day. I would say to these activists to heed your own advice of the American State Department. Stay out of a combat zone. People were killed that day. Explosives went off. Grenades were launched. What was she doing there?
Well, she was protesting, as many have protested, the Israeli actions against the Palestinians in Gaza.
I think, to be fair, she was an activist for a very hardline militant organization that sees Israel as an evil force and doesn't see the complexities of our conflict with the Palestinians. I'd remind you how many Israelis were killed by Palestinian terrorism, by suicide bombers.
Mark Regev, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Mark Regev is spokesperson for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the case of Rachel Corrie. The Israeli government not liable for her death.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.